Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene, know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And welcome everybody to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. My name's Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, your host from Australia, and with me as always is your host from Florida Keys, Daisy Papp. Hi Daisy, how you doing?
Hi Kathy, my dear friend. I'm so glad to see you and to hear you. And it is just wonderful to have this co-creation moment because we're co-creating another wonderful episode and I'm very much looking forward. What are you going to throw at me tonight? Today, let me correct that because for me it's tonight and for you it's today. I know.
I've got a good one today, Daisy, and it is linked back into some of the stuff that we've produced during the last 12 months. And I think people need to know a little bit more about how it works. So today's episode is called Your Magic Button. And for you guys out there who have no idea what that means, exactly, that's why we're going to get into it, because we do all have a magic button deep inside us that does what, Daisy?
Well, what does the magic button do? Well, I refer to the magic button as the true and real power we all have within. And we, I so believe, were all born with it. Nevertheless, I also believe that most of us were not trained how to use it, meaning that there is a body-mind connection and our body always follows the mind. In order to have our body respond differently, we must cautiously, carefully, consistently add different things as input to our mind. Because 95% of our life, we operate on autopilot. It's not that we are making a decision. It's already made by our subconscious mind, by all the programs that are actually running the show.
Now, this is where it gets super interesting, right? Because I'm pretty sure nobody has any idea this is really going on. When I say nobody, I'm sweepingly generalizing because I'm sure that there's a lot of you out there that have heard of this. However, 95% on autopilot is humongous, right? If I think about the things I do every day, especially things that I repeat a lot, and I look at myself doing them and I am doing them on autopilot, like cleaning your teeth. You've cleaned your teeth so many times by the time you get to my age that you don't even think about how to do it. You just do it the same way every time.
I agree with you. That's a very good example. As another example, I can also share with you when you drive from A to B, let's say you're driving the same route and you already know when to really push that indication to the right or to the left, when to push the brakes, when to push the gas, when to put your car into parking, when to pull up the handbrakes. And we don't even think of it. So we say, for example, hey, honey, I'm just leaving the house. I'll be right back. I'm going to the grocery store. And then you go to the grocery store on autopilot, have no idea what music the radio plays. You have no idea how many cars you passed or how many cars passed you, how many red lights there were, how often you pushed the brake and how often you used the indication, how often you may have turned the radio volume higher or lower, or maybe the AC or the heater. So it's very interesting. We do that all automatically. Now, that is really great because our brain uses so much energy learning something new. That's why it's very helpful that it actually has all these autopilots on. Now, that is very helpful. Nevertheless, it also can backfire when we have habits and we do it automatically without ever thinking what we're doing. So while you go to the grocery store and you come back with your groceries, how aware were you what you were really doing while you were doing what you were doing? And most of us are not. By the way, the 95%, I didn't dream that number. That's what currently circulates in circles of neuroscientists and neurobiologists.
Yeah, this is fascinating because driving was the other example I was going to bring up too, because I certainly know myself, especially when I'm going 1 kilometer down the road to the local supermarket to grab something for dinner, that I get in the car and drive there and back without really thinking about it that much, because it's basically a straight line for a start and it is all of 1 or 2 Ks. It is super, super close. And there's almost no traffic as well, which there is one set of lights. But yeah, I certainly can see how we use a lot of that remote control. And I think that you're right. This is a good part of how we're made up, because those programs or that ability to do things without having to stop and think at every single step is what makes us quite advanced at the end of the day.
I agree with you. Because imagine if you would not know automatically how to brush your teeth. Imagine, okay, so now I'm taking off the shelf or out of the little container where you store your toothbrush, take it out. Which hand should I choose? Okay, so now let me put it down. Where's the toothpaste? And then I use the toothpaste, I open it, and then I squeeze it. Now, imagine how much longer it would take you or any one of us if it was not automatic. And when you had little children, I know that you have a son who was little at one time, and I have a son who was little at one time, how often we needed to repeat them until they learned it. And today, it's automatic. So
yeah,
that's a good thing. I believe that brushing teeth is really a good thing to do. And I do it myself. And I hope many of our listeners, most of them are doing it as well, because it's really healthy and it's a good thing to do as a hygiene procedure or habit. Nevertheless, how many other things are you doing that you're not aware of and life passes you by? You have no clue what life is really all about because we are not really living it. Because autopilot is doing it all for us. So as good as it is, it can backfire. And now here's what I suggest doing. Become more often more aware of what you're doing while you're doing it. And just hold on for a moment. Slow down for a moment. Look at that toothpaste. And notice how fascinating actually it is that one of your hands, you can open it. And when you think of it, these fine motor skills are developed and now they do automatically what we want them to do without ever thinking about it again. Now, it also shows us that we can learn and establish new habits that are maybe more healthy and which we are more aware of.
Yeah, it makes it very clear that repetition is the key here, especially when we look at something like a lifelong habit, like teeth brushing. And when your kids are young and you start teaching them to do it for themselves, it does take a super long time and they probably don't get it right for the first year.
That's okay.
But yeah, repetition, it's clear that our brains are built in such a way where if we keep up with the repetition, we can instill the programming. Now, whether that's positive or negative programming is another conversation, but the fact remains that repetition can do that. Repetition, we've established, can instill new programming because that's how the mind-body connection works. Am I right in saying that?
I would say I agree with you. That's my knowledge today. It's really stunning that actually our subconscious mind is almost like hijacking our emotions and body by initiating what's called a response, automatic response. And that also goes to the stress response. Now, that is when it becomes really, I'd say, almost dangerous at times, because when we respond to specific external happenings,
yeah,
then we have then also our automatic program running the show. And when we don't catch ourselves that we are actually running the show on the autopilot, then how will we stop it? When we are not aware of it, then how can we do something about it? Now, it's dangerous only when we speak about the stress hormones, because the cortisol levels go up and we're poisoning our system when it's up and up and up and up consistently, because it takes it so much longer to go down and down and down.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a situation I know I was in for quite a while, where I was stuck in some old programming when I was in a toxic relationship. And it was super hard to learn how to change my reactions and then stop reacting and then learn to observe and respond, to take away a lot of the emotional charge in the moment. And I've always said that anything done long enough can start feeling normal. And I've lived that in negative and positive situations. And so I do believe that sometimes, because we've been stuck in something so long and it's become normal, we really have to pattern disrupt to go, hang on, is this the normal I want first? And if it's not, how do I recreate a new normal for myself? And I've done that in my life a couple of times when I've got the minute to sit and reflect and go, hang on, I actually don't like what's going on in my life right now. And it's important that we do that, because it's super, super easy in modern life to get caught up and to just be living day to day and to never sit down and look at these deeper issues and look at whether, am I really happy in my job? Is this how I really want to raise my children? Is this the relationship I want to be in? Is it fulfilling me? These are all questions that sit down and make some reflection time. You can't just think them through on the bus ride to work while you're also scrambling for your handbag and your change. These are big questions that we need to ask ourselves. And I bring it up because I know how stuck I was for such a long time, and nobody had even taught me the concept of reflecting on my values and thinking about whether this was the life I wanted. All I knew is that I was miserable, deathly unhappy, not in a safe situation, about to pop a baby out, and I had to do something. And so that kind of was the catalyst for me to make change happen. But when it's not an urgent, dangerous situation like that, we can get lost in it, I think, and really not even realize that we're settling for old programs that are hurting us, and we could be so much happier.
Yes, the body-mind connection also is so early established, because we are like little sponges when we were born, and we take in everything and anything, and that becomes our standard. That's what we believe then. This is how the world operates. And we become accustomed to it, and then therefore it becomes already subconscious programming. Now, there's one more thing I'd like to add here, because evolution is genius in this regard. Our brains have evolved to always assume the worst. Why is that? It's trying to protect us. So we have subconscious programs biased toward negativity.
That's interesting.
And we want to be aware of that as well, because it is natural to have these biased thoughts. For example, I'm trying something new. Oh, this will never work. It's natural as a response. But that doesn't mean that we cannot hack it or update the software. It's very important, because otherwise we remain limited, and in our limiting beliefs also are subconscious programs.
Yes, which we spoke about in a very recent episode, guys. So if you have not heard that yet, go back and have a listen. Yeah, so that's really interesting, the natural negative bias. And I have to say that it's very observable. I notice even when I'm watching like a TV show, I like some of the reality TV shows, the cooking shows. Mm-hmm. And I find it super interesting. And I know that they're adding into the drama of the show. Mm-hmm. But I watch them and they do exactly that. They automatically go to, I can't do it. It's mm-hmm. too hard. How am I supposed to? One of the shows is called The Worst Cooks in America.
Oh.
And immediately, yeah, it's quite funny. But immediately they've all got a negative bias about themselves and their ability. And nowadays that's super frustrating to me. I'm sitting there yelling at the TV going, believe in yourself. Cut out the attitude. why are you talking like that, yelling at the TV? Because I'm so passionate now about the way you choose to think is the way you will experience your life.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we have this negative bias or not, and that's a scientific fact, we can still choose to not be that way, because I know I choose to not be that way.
Well, and that required some training and some repetition to make it permanent. Now, in a situation that is sudden, we usually fall back into old patterns, even worse, into childhood behavior, childlike, throw a temper tantrum, being hysterical, or even worse is when then we faint and freeze. So it is very interesting then to see that we can override that by becoming more aware. That's the key, you see?
Yes.
Because when I'm on the autopilot, then I'm not even aware what's happening. I'm responding to something automatically without even giving a thought, holding on for a second, slowing down. Okay, so what is this? I have never seen that show that you referred to. Nevertheless, when people respond, oh, I can't do that, it's probably because they feel in a rush or under pressure. When they would take their time and would have a look how someone else is doing that, then they probably would come to the conclusion, oh, so when they can do it with some training and repetition, I can do it too. You see, sometimes you see these videos out there on social media, or I don't want to name any of them unless they start sponsoring us. And I will only allow them to sponsor us when they are running their business with integrity. So that's out there for you. If you ever reach out to us for sponsoring us, there is a standard. And you can see sometimes these videos where people make this life change. For example, they take a short video for 365 days while establishing a new habit. For example, some sort of exercise, maybe stretching. And when you look into that, and then they really make a time lapse of it, and then you can see this transformation in front of your eyes. And then all of a sudden, somebody who was not flexible, all of a sudden is flexible, almost like a gymnast. It's fascinating. So I think this is very important also to see, because it's very visual. Now, of course, with the cooking, it might be visual as well, but I think it's more towards the taste buds. So you try then more often, and maybe less chili and a little more honey or a little more pepper and less salt. So it's a try and error. I think that's how they call it. But nevertheless, when we realize this is my automatic programs running my life, and I want to become more aware of how my life is ran. And for example, I know people, without them tasting the food, they reach out for the salt and pepper, and then they put it on the food. They have no idea how the food tastes yet. It is their subconscious programming. They don't think of it. And I can suggest, slow down, taste first, and then check in with yourself. Is it salty? Is it not salty? Does it have enough pepper? Does it not have enough pepper? This sounds like such a simple thing. But truly, start with the little things. With my clients one-on-one, when I want to take them out only for a very limited time of their daily lives to change their habits or to become aware how autopilot driven they are, I suggest for them, for example, to wear the jewelry on the other hand, or to start brushing their teeth with the other hand, so with the non-dominant hand, or wear the watch not on the left wrist, but on the right wrist. And then they come back to me in the next session and they share with me, wow, I had no idea it was so challenging. It's so difficult. And I really have a hard time brushing my teeth, or I still look automatically at my left wrist, although I'm wearing the watch on the right wrist, meaning that you're not even aware that you have something around your right wrist. So that's how unaware we are. Now, we want to change that and become more and more aware. And that is when we then can discover the magic button within, because we are all geniuses, I believe. And maybe some people say, oh, Daisy, you're an idealist and you're too positive thinking and, oh, you believe in the good. Yes, I do. That helped me survive. And I have proof every single day that it works every single day in my work and in my own life as well. So we can unblock ourselves from these subconscious programs preventing us from generating the results we want? Well, we can develop new programs, subconscious programs, that will support us in achieving our goals, whether related to well-being or to supporting our immune system, releasing stress, achieving ideal weight, or building some muscles around your body, or simply unblock yourself from the programs that prevent you from generating the results that you want.
Yeah. Now, I think it's super important here to tell our audience about what you've created, because in no way is this episode meant to be any sort of ad. It's more meant to explain how these programs work, because I think there's probably a lack of understanding around how we can retrain our subconscious. And therefore, with that lack of understanding, people aren't really sure whether to believe they can work. So let me just introduce the subject, and then I'm going to give it to Daisy to kind of explain the neuroscience behind it, because the physical results we're getting are so outstanding. I'm super frustrated not more of you are trying them, because we know how much they can help you. So on the Bald and Blonde website, baldandblonde.live, up the top in the menu is a button called Empower Audios. Now, our empowering audio programs are a unique creation by Daisy that are designed to be listened to with headphones. They go for about 35 minutes, and the wording of the program helps your magic button get turned on and reprogram your subconscious thoughts. Is that all correct, Daisy?
I agree with what you're saying, and you're describing the empowering audio programs very well. So I would like to throw that out before I continue. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm not a doctor of any sorts. And I study, nevertheless, many scientists' works and findings, and I implement them into my life and into the lives of my clients and into my work. And that is why my clients get faster results, long-lasting results, and just really in the shortest amount of time. Now, I would rather point towards information. So I would like to share this as information so maybe people can feel inspired to read upon our subconscious mind and how actually audio programs can work and how specific wording can change your life forever by changing the programming in the subconscious mind. And I think this information is absolutely important that it will be out there, because I do believe this will be used in the future much more often and much more frequently in many, many areas. I know that world-class athletes use these, let's say, hacks. I remember that based on what I studied back then, and I mean that in a very humble way, but there is a team in 2008 that won Olympic gold based on one of the programs that I generated back then. So this is nothing new that I'm doing this or that I'm working on these. And maybe one day I will receive a thank you letter from them with their name, and then I will be able to also share the team name and country and also the discipline, how they did it. Nevertheless, going back to us and what happens within us. So when we take it just as a scientific fact, not I'm stating it, I didn't dream it. Really, when you look into neurobiology and neuroscientists' work, that we are driven by our subconscious mind. Now, when we are driven by our subconscious mind most of the time, now imagine what happens when you change the programming in the subconscious mind to get results that you're looking to get and to accomplish or to produce or to generate. Now, imagine when you change that programming, you will automatically then behave in a different way that then step by step on a daily basis will support you going to this direction. Does that make sense? Am I going where you want me to go?
Yeah, it does make sense to me, because I've actually done the empowering audio programs for several months, and I've observed in myself the natural changes in my behavior that I did not set out to do. I had no intentions of changing these behaviors, and they've just occurred naturally. And I believe that is a result of the reprogramming that is happening because I've been listening to the Empowering Audio program every day.
Well, I'm glad you were actually one of the early testers. And then we had a beta group with several programs. Well, actually, all the programs had beta groups. So we wanted to know if it works and how it works. I was confident that it works. I've been working on these programs for years, and I have great supporters from doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists who support me just in deciding the wording, if I'm correct or not, or if it is really worded positively, because that is my goal. Now imagine you're sitting in front of the TV and you're not really paying attention what's going in, input. And it has the ability to influence your habits, because all of a sudden, let's say you see three times a specific food in a break when you're watching something. And then all of a sudden, you never liked that type of food before. But next time you're in the grocery store, you start looking at it and you may even buy it. So when we just become aware of that fact, now imagine when you use it for you and for your benefits. And then you're not automatically going down that aisle where this specific product is, but you become more aware, or your subconscious programming is updated, software update. We do it all the time on our techie stuff. So let's do it here because we have the biggest techie stuff between our ears. Let's become brain users and not only owners. I mean that in a humble way. I was a brain owner for long time in my life because I was on autopilot until I realized I don't want to live that way anymore. And I became a brain user using it for my benefit. So unblocking ourselves can be very simple. And I'd like to quote Harvard Medical School that states, our mind can be a powerful healing tool when given the chance. The idea that our brain can convince our body a fake treatment is a real thing. Placebo effect. We may have all heard of that. And thus, stimulate healing has been around for millennia. Now, science has found that under the right circumstances, a placebo can be just as effective as traditional treatments. Now, think of it, just what happens right here globally since 18 months, I say that humbly. When we then have a look and really start thinking, okay, so I'm listening to the news, let's say 5 hours a day, 2 hours a day, 5 minutes a day. I suggest 5 minutes maximum for watching news, listening to news, because it has an impact on your subconscious mind and it will impact how you feel. How you feel is a setup of how you behave. How you behave will generate specific actions and therefore you get specific results. I believe that is how I would break it down to the basics, basic steps. And now when we can step into a state of mind where we can generate balance between our mind and the body, that is natural and it becomes easy and automatic, the new autopilot. Imagine you create well-being on a very different level. Has to do with the mental input. Of course, healthy food is healthier than not healthy food. Of course, healthy drinks are much better for you than unhealthy drinks. And the moderation, I think it needs to be in moderation. We can all have our drink and we all can have our piece of cake and we all can have, I don't know, that big fat steak or whatever it is that you really enjoy. But when you do it, then make a clear decision. This is what I want. And then enjoy it as something. This is what I wanted. And now I have what I wanted. Because then you already step into the gratitude and thankfulness. Otherwise, you just go to the grocery store, buy that expensive filet mignon, for example. And then you bring it home. You just prepare it. You're on autopilot. The TV's running in the background. You're maybe on the phone with your girlfriend at the same time. Or you're reading the news. Or you check Instagram and you may comment on some feeds. Ah, I said it. Well, that wonderful social media that is censoring and shadow banning. So yes, you guys, I'm talking about you. And then all of a sudden you sit down there in front of your meal and you just digest it and ingest it. And you're just feeding yourself, shoving it into your mouth, not even paying attention how much you chew, how often you chew, how many times you chew, which, by the way, is very healthy. Chewing is much more important than many of us believed before they learned how important chewing is. Now imagine that in the meantime, maybe your child is saying something because they just got out of school, or maybe you still watch the TV and you just realize, oh, my steak is gone. And you didn't enjoy one second of it. Not the taste, not the texture, not the chewing itself. So you are depriving yourself of life quality we are not aware of. And I just want that people become more aware. And that is why I like to share information that I gained over the decades. I'm not a genius by trade because I'm whatever, Harvard professor or all these other kind of titles that I could have, because I know I could have them, but I was not interested in them. On purpose. That's another episode, I think, or I'm sharing that in another platform or another occasion. So instead of doing these automatic habits that are permanent, or we believe, oh, well, you know, you can't teach an old dog new treats or new tricks. Yes, you can. You can.
Yeah, absolutely. You can, I think.
But you cannot change them. You cannot make them change it, but you can inspire them. Give them that spark, inspire them and invite them to just explore something new.
Yeah, yeah. I think that explains it really well. I think that we've gone into why there's a mind-body connection, how it works, and then what we can do about it to take our power back and not just run our lives on subconscious programming. Start with some awareness and have a look around you at your life, and that's your beginning point. Mm. And of course, as always, if you need help, reach out to us. We are always here. You can find us on our website, baldandblonde.live, on Instagram, baldandblonde.live, or on Facebook at baldandblonde. We're here to help and to listen and to get you through these tough times in your life. We're all in this together. And of course, we'll also be coming onto Clubhouse on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. EST. So make sure you come and join us over there for exclusive early content and for Q&A sessions after we do our recordings. It's the only place you can get that access to us is on Clubhouse. So make sure you join us there. That's it from us today. It's been another fun episode. Thank you, Daisy. Thank you to our listeners. We love you. We appreciate you. Please keep sharing to your families and friends so that we can embrace the world completely from America to Australia.
Yes, that's right. That was our intention, to embrace the globe. And I do believe we're doing quite well. And we have so many listeners. I want to thank every single ear out there, because some only hear or listen to us with one headphone in. Nevertheless, so thank you so much for being a self-developer and becoming a self-developer more and more. This is what the world needs and what it needed all along. And we are becoming more and more aware of it. And it's more and more of us. And the more aware we are, the more we can inspire others to be aware as well. And thank you so much for all your support. Also on Patreon, much needed support that we're receiving. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And make sure that you tell any hearing impaired friends that there are full transcripts on our website under show notes, so nobody misses out. That's it from us today. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you'll find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.